ओम शांति।
ओम शांति।
वर्तमान समय के हिसाब से बाबा भी हम बच्चों को
अकॉर्डिंग टू करंट टाइम करंट सिचुएशन
वाइब्रेशन की सेवा की ओर आगे बढ़ा रहे हैं।
बाबा इज मेकिंग अस सर्विस थ्रू द वाइब्रेशंस। ही इज मेकिंग अस मूव फॉरवर्ड थ्रू द वाइब्रेशंस।
वाणी की सेवा हमारी बहुत हो गई।
बाबा सेज दैट यू हैव डन सर्विस थ्रू वर्ड्स थ्रू द स्पीचेस। नाउ द टाइम हैज चेंज्ड।
हर आत्मा को भी
सो इट्स अ सटल सर्विस टाइम एंड एवरी सोल नीड पावरफुल वाइब्रेशंस।
कहा भाई ने कि ये पावरफुल वाइब्रेशन बनते कैसे हैं?
हाउ डज दिस पावरफुल वाइब्रेशंस आर टुक बर्थ? हाउ डू दे टेक बर्थ? द बेसिस ऑफ वाइब्रेशंस इज एटीट्यूड।
जैसी वृत्ति वैसे वाइब्रेशन वैसा वायुमंडल।
एज द एटीट्यूड सो द एनवायरमेंट एंड देन द वाइब्रेशंस आर डन। सो एटीट्यूड द वर्ड एटीट्यूड कम्स फ्रॉम द वर्ड वृत्त दैट इज अ सर्कल दैट इज अ थॉट। If any thought is repeated again and again, with that an attitude is done, it will be prepared. And through the attitude will reveal the waves and that are called vibrations. The vibrations are the one which are prevailed around us.
किसी के अंदर भय की कमजोरी है।
Just think that if anyone has a weakness of getting into fear,
डर के संकल्प उत्पन्न होते हैं।
So whenever thoughts of fear comes to them, and again the same thoughts are created, then they become a circle. They become वृत्त मीन्स अ सर्कल
एंड वाइब्रेशन को प्रकंपित करती
है। दैट थॉट्स विल डेवलप एन एटीट्यूड
हमारे आस पास
एंड थ्रू दैट द वेव्स विल गो इन द सेम वे एंड नियर टू अस द एनर्जी फील्ड इज प्रिपेयर्ड। सो इट इज अ वेरी लो एनर्जी फील्ड। Fear is not a powerful thing. It is not a high frequency thing. It is the one with full of low frequency. Due to low frequency, whatever vibrations that go towards four directions, they are of low frequency. And as they are prevailed, the more we think in a fear way, they are spreaded more.
वाइब्रेशन को आकर्षित कर।
सो एज दे आर प्रिवेल्ड दे ऑल्सो अट्रैक्ट द फियर वाइब्रेशंस। एज द मैग्नेट प्रॉपर्टीज टू अट्रैक्ट।
हमने नकारात्मक विचारों का वृत्त तैयार किया
इन द सेम वे द नेगेटिव वाइब्रेशंस दैट वी मेक the vibrations will make negativity to get attracted to it. You may have experienced in the life that sometimes the time will come like that. Many bad news are continuously coming to you that the child has failed, the job has loosened, there is some loss in the wealth. Some or other bad news are something or bad news are heard and some bad is going on. Why does this situations come to us? Why Why it is like that? Because we have prepared an attitude of some fears, some negativity, some negative thoughts, and they are prevailed in our homes or the place we live. And because of that, the low energy gets attracted to it. That is why one after other, some bad incidents are going on happen. Sometimes you may have experienced one after other, some good news come to you. Very good news come to you continuously. You think at the time that I don't know, it's a God's blessing that all good news are coming to me. It is not like that, but when we do pure thoughts, when we do elevated thoughts, that clean thoughts will create a clean vibration around us. With that, our high frequency is prepared. The more high frequency is prepared, the more high energy, high vibration field is prepared. That will attract the high frequency. That is good news. Because that is being attracted from your vibrations. So any time the vibrations that are created by a human and that they are spreading, the vibrations that they are spreading, all the vibrations depend on each individual's thoughts. Baba has said many murlis on the thought of powers, power of thoughts. So when we have to do the universal service, we have to have such beautiful and elevated thoughts with us. The most perfect thoughts are the one in which the thoughts are clean and positive and powerful.
Pure, positive or powerful.
The more these three thoughts are there with us, pure, positive and powerful, then that much power is created around us. High energy field will be prepared. And first is thoughts, pure, positive and powerful. Second is feelings. Along with the thoughts, feelings are added to it. So, feelings are the one which increase the flow of the thoughts. It will increase the flow to far away. That is why Baba has said that children, from you always the good feelings and good wishes should come. So, the powerful thought should be added with a good feeling that will be spread very easily to far. So, the more thoughts we prepare, there is energy in every thought. One is the power of thought which has created a current and in which the feeling is added. The current of a thought added with the feeling, good feeling, a powerful thought added with a good feeling can spread the current and spread the vibes to a very far, far places. So that is why it is said that if you want to do world benefaction, then your thoughts plus feelings can spread your vibrations to far places. Whether any soul is in the corner of the world, even that soul can get your vibrations. But one thing that you have to always have attention, always keep in remembrance, that in thoughts there should not be any mix of any poison, because the poison will cut all your vibrations. So it's a very subtle surface. This form of subtle surface Baba wants to prepare for the future world, for the future time. So the time is coming slowly, that we have to do service through the thoughts. One is thoughts, that is pure thoughts, powerful thoughts and positive thoughts. We have to accumulate that stock. Where can we get the stock from? We can get this stock of thoughts through the churning of knowledge. The more you churn the knowledge, the churning of knowledge can solve any problems. Baba has said many times that children never go into why and what questions. The more you do churning of knowledge, if you do churning of waste, then they will decrease the field around us. Decrease the electric field around us, and the same way, the more churning we do, then it will create a greater field, greater vibrations field. A question mark creates confusions, and a full stop will give us a solution. So that is why churning of knowledge can give us pure positive and powerful thoughts. The churning can make us to accumulate the stock of pure, powerful and positive thoughts. With that, we can increase our eligibility to do the subtle service. And to make our vibrations powerful, one is the attitude. This is his attitude. There should be eligibility to spread the, there should be elevation in that attitude. And the second is unlimited disinterest. If there is minus and there is limited attitude, that is minus and I and mine. These are the things that bring you into limited attitude. So, this is the unlimited vibrations, unlimited attitude. If you have this I and mind, it will not allow you to think in an unlimited way, to spread your vibrations in an unlimited way. An unlimited attitude is necessary. So that is why in your thoughts, in attitude, there should be loving, you should be detached and loving. How can you develop a detached observer stage? By being detached and lovable. Baba had conducted 14 years intense bhakti. At that time there is nothing to speak through the mouth. At that time, Baba, there is nothing to do service to the words. At that time, Baba has prepared the children by speaking about the knowledge again and again. By churning the knowledge, Baba has made all the children in that 14 years powerful. And made them to create a feeling that none of us belong to this world. Many had left, many had left Baba and ran to their relatives, but some children stayed with Baba for 14 years. They had the unlimited interest that no one doesn't care about us, right? So like this they got disinterest. Without disinterest there will not be tapasya. With tapasya the unlimited disinterest will be prevailed. What we have to sacrifice? If we sacrifice I and mine, then the tapasya starts. So first we have to be detached and lovable to Father. Then our attitude becomes detached and our vibrations will be spreaded to all over the world. So children create unlimited disinterest vibrations. With that only the tapasya can be started. And that tapasya will make you spread the vibrations around the world. And the third thing is, through vibrations we have to do powerful service. Just as it is said that vibrations are created through the attitude, and the third support for attitude is vrat. Means having some strong thought.
अंदर की अशुद्धियों का शुद्धिकरण करता है.
The more we inculcate the strong thought of being in a purity, it will create an unlimited attitude. And about the purity, Baba has said that there should be purity in the mind, mind, words and our actions. And second is, one Baba and none other than one Baba.
जो हमें सहज वैराग्य भी दिलाता है.
This will bring easy attitude of unlimited disinterest and make us by being pure, it will make us detached and beloved to Baba and make us to link with Baba. So this a powerful link can be made.
Powerful करने के लिए व्रत.
So to make our attitude vritti powerful, we have to make a vrat, that is one strong thought and strong dharana, inculcation. This strong inculcation can make us strong. Someone take a thought of for 9 days or for 1 day of Shiv Jayanti, but they experience a lot of power even in that 9 days. Or one day, their strength will be increased, their face will glow, they get such much strength that they can make anything impossible to possible. This is why in Bharat, day after day, mothers will take some or other thoughts. Strong thoughts of 1 day or few days, with that there will be some strong inculcation. That is why in within few days there will be some festival or some good day, so that they can create some vrat, some strong thought for that day. In any religion of the world, whether it is Christianity, Christmas do come and Easter comes. There are two holidays, two festivals for Christianity.
In
whichever religion you take, whichever religion you take, they celebrate for 4 days and they do not have any other festivals in their religion. And in Bharat, if we observe, some or other festival, some or other dharana is taken day after, within few days or every day. The ancestors have kept this practice because in the strength can be increased. That is why someone do some or other inculcation for Monday or Tuesday like that. So for a week, the energy that is created by having the upvas, by being in Vrata, so there is so much strength in one day also. And now you can see,
महात्मा या सन्यासी अगर powerful है, जो लोगों को प्रभावित कर सकते हैं,
that
the
big saints or sages, they make influence through their fast, and the main thing that they have is celibacy and the rules, disciplines that they follow. The disciplines that they follow, the saints follow, because of that other people go in front of them. So that is why Baba has given us an elevated timetable to us, and the first thing in our timetable is Amrit Vela. We sacrifice our sleep. The fasting in which there is sacrifice, we get a lot of strength from it. Sleep is a very sweetest thing, right? The one who sacrifices a sweetest thing, what will happen to them? Even in the world, it is said that if you want to have some benefit in your life, sacrifice one of your sweetest thing. Someone will leave tea, someone will leave some vegetable that they like. Because why do they leave that? They have the faith that if we leave our sweetest thing in our life, we get the strength from it. It will cleanse our mind. The negativity that has come, that will cleanse, that sacrifice will cleanse our mind, and with that a powerful vibration is made. So that is why there is a lot of significance of the fast. There is lot of significance about the disciplines that are followed. One is the way of life, then second is discipline, and by having a strong thought and sacrificing the sweetest thing. Some people you can see that during the Navratri, they walk for long way. They sacrifice their cars or their vehicles and walk a long way to the temples. So they get lot of strength from it. When we did Padyatra, even I felt that there is lot of power that I got. There is lot of happiness that we get. And Baba said that, children, when you walk from here to some other place in Baba's remembrance, what will happen? You get lot of energy, lot of power from Baba. So really we have experienced it, that a soul can get a lot of power because of that sacrifice, and there is nothing can be looted from you at that time. There is lot of energy that you can get. It was Sakar Baba's habit that he used to walk a lot of miles. How many miles did he walk? He didn't even know about it. And in every step, if there is Baba's remembrance, in every step we can get multi-millions. So that much happiness we can get. So that is why Baba has said that a determined thought, a discipline, proper timetable, that will create our vibrations, and it will bring our vibrations to a very high level. So that is why it is said, sacrifice your sweetest thing. Sacrifice at least for a year. You observe what the difference. You may have observed that some people go to the temples, they sacrifice brinjal like that. There is nothing accumulated through that. If the thing that you he didn't like it, he used to not like brinjal, that is the way he has sacrificed. There is nothing can be accumulated by sacrifice a thing that you don't like it. If the thing that is sacrificed which you do not like, nothing can be benefited. The strength cannot be accumulated from it. There is no accomplishment in that. So Baba has said that what is the sweetest thing that a man likes? It is I and mine. So sacrifice this I and mine. If you sacrifice the I and my, then you can absorb the strength that you get from it. And with that the vibrations can be spreaded to a very far, far places. Children, Baba has said in the during meditation, in Baba's versions it is said that it is the time to create spiritual vibrations. If I have I and mind, then the stock that you have accumulated with your elevated thoughts, what will happen to it? So you have to create a powerful spiritual vibrations in oneself. When we understand that I am a soul, point of soul, and whoever I see, if I see them as a point of soul, these are called spiritual vibrations. And these vibrations are spread to far places. And with this, the transformation can take place very easily. So this is called attitude, vibrations through the attitude and through the vibrations, transformation in the world. And according to time, we have to create such vibrations. And this is our great help in this transformation task. Om Shanti.
प्रभु ने बनाई, स्नेह शक्ति से हमें दी राजाई।
तकदीर हमारी प्रभु ने बनाई, स्नेह शक्ति से हमें दी राजाई।
भाग्य हमारा ऐसा मिला, मन के चमन ये खिला खिला।
भाग्य हमारा ऐसा मिला, मन के चमन ये खिला खिला।
प्रभु से मिली मन की मंजिल,
कहता यही हमारा दिल।
आई बहारें ये तरंग, मन में है तन में है यही युवन। बदलेंगे जग के इस जीवन के रंग, हम है राही रुकते नहीं। इतना है दम थकते नहीं, खुमार दिल में हम प्रभु के संग। मन में है तन में है यही युवन, बदलेंगे जग के इस जीवन के रंग।